Did you stay at home after the birth of your first child?
Yes, I stayed at home, and when my boy was old enough, I got somebody in one of the staff's wives who had a little girl who was a bit younger than my son to look after him whilst I went back and helped out with the business. And in 1971, my son started nursery school, and that's when I had to learn to drive so that I could take him to school in the morning. And 1971, my mother and father, my father had retired then, because in Singapore, they retire at the age of 55. They'd been down to Australia to visit my son and his family, and then back to Singapore, and they came over here. And my father loved England. He loved Malvern in particular. My mother didn't like it because she missed the warmth of Singapore. She didn't mind the summer, but come the winter, oh dearie me, she didn't like the cold at all. And 1973, I got pregnant, and in late August, I was admitted to the antenatal ward with anemia because I kept fainting, and my hemoglobin was very, very low. So Mr. Chalmers, the consultant I was under, had me admitted in for rest. And on the 13th of September, 73, I went into premature labor, early hours of the morning. And my daughter was delivered at 14,500 hours. I was then 35 weeks gestation by a cesarean section, and she weighed in at 8.5 pounds. She was a very good size, really, but of my diabetes, that is why she was that big. She was breastfed, and after 2 months, I went back to work helping in the restaurant, and my parents helped look after both my son and the little girl. 1977, 29th September, at 10,100 hours, I was delivered of my third child, a daughter, a cesarean section as well, weighing in at 8 pounds, 11 ounces. She was 37 weeks gestation, breastfed. At the same time, I was sterilized because I already had 3 babies by cesarean section, and that was more or less the limit. And 2 months later, I went back to help with the business.
And which hospital did you have your 3 children in?
They were all 3 born at Rongswood Hospital in Worcester.